And welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm Consumer Advocate here once again alongside the one and only Coach Pete DeRuta, known as America's Wealth, Retirement, and Income Coach. We also have our UNC student intern, Abigail Turner, in the studio alongside us. So our last segment, we started talking baseball. I know we're going to cover some more stuff here. I'm excited about this. Like I was saying, my uncle loves it. I'm sure he'll get into this analogy when he hears the show.
Well, I think about baseball a lot. You know, it's a great way to compare the sports world to the financial world.
It is.
It really is. And Abby, it's baseball season, and I know you're not that big of a baseball fan, but
that's
you
right.
And I went by, and Thomas went to the football stadium.
We did.
Yeah, that
yeah.
was awesome.
And we did some what's called B-roll filming because we're working on two series now, two video mm-hmm. series. One is financial planning for college students. Mm-hmm. Very, very important because yeah. a lot of mistakes are made.
Right.
I think we're going to hit more on the mistake
day.
Part than the planning part, but you can plan not to make mistakes. From the credit cards they get involved
yep.
in to all the other things. And this is coming from a firsthand view of what Abby's been going through.
That's right.
She's going to be a sophomore this year.
Yeah, very cool.
Woody Durham, famous broadcaster for UNC, used to call sophomore, sophomore.
I like it. I like
sophomore.
It. Sophomore.
Very great announcer, by the way. But football season's coming up. So let's take a step back, though. In this month, there's no better sport to talk about than baseball. Matter of fact,
go.
It's the only sport that seems to be on TV, right? It's the only sport going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so I'm going to promise to not tangent off on other things for at least a couple minutes here.
Okay.
But let's cover the four bases in this segment.
Let's okay. do it.
Shall we?
Yeah.
And then the next segment, folks, we're going to talk about my guide, my 9-step guide to protecting your nest egg, just to give you a little foreshadowing what's going to happen on the final segment today.
Awesome.
But retirement income, base number one. When it comes to retirement, we understand, I know I do, and all the buddies that I work with in the financial world, we understand that income that you have coming in each and every month determines your lifestyle. So mm-hmm. the more income, the better your lifestyle
yep.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you spend more than you make, which that happens to any income level, doesn't it?
It most certainly
when
does.
When you hear True. About the Hollywood people and the famous athletes who are filing bankruptcy, there's
it's
no
incredible.
Excuse for that because if they would have isolated a half of that money and put it in a time capsule type account.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Or you know the income time traveler type accounts where they would have said, well, we can't touch it now, but when we get to retirement or we get to a certain age,
mm-hmm.
we have income for the rest of our lives. There never would have been a bankruptcy.
There you go. Yeah,
so
true.
You know, when I've met with athletes before, they assume their paychecks are going to come forever, and they have the shortest lifespan of paychecks ever.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, like some of the like the football players, it's under 2.9 years their average playing
wow,
career.
That's
well,
scary.
Well, why do you yep. think so many people struggle with this? Is it just that mental shift from your working years to retirement years?
Well, picture this: you have no money, and all of a sudden, a big pot of gold appears before you.
Yeah, really.
What are you
yeah.
going to do? You're going to go spend it. You're not used to dealing with it. So the best thing to do is to get rid. Of it.
Okay, yeah.
Burning a hole in your pocket.
There's also stories out there about people who win lotteries and a couple years later they end up poorer than they were before they won the lottery.
Yeah,
because again, you adjust your spending up and it's a lot easier to adjust your spending up than it is to tune it back down, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it's impossible a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people out there listening, you've worked hard, really too hard, for too long to risk losing the lifestyle that you envision or that you're living now.
I agree.
It's true.
And so when we go to retirement, the paycheck stops, so we have to be responsible for our own paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called retirement planning.
Okay.
And that's the transition from a financial plan to a retirement plan that many people, I'd say 90% of folks, are overlooking.
Wow, that's incredible.
We're looking at, if you're looking at a lump sum and there's nothing saying when you approach different ages you can get this much income, then you have a financial plan.
Yeah, well, and this goes back to what is the cause of the worry and stress as folks head into retirement is not having that plan, it's having
yeah.
that lump sum just sitting there.
Yep. So we believe that your retirement savings should generate sufficient income that is deposited each and every month into your checking account in retirement.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Now, I say deposited here, but I always talk about the mailman bringing you a check each month
sure.
in retirement and
yeah.
putting a green flag on top of your mailbox.
That's right.
And the visual of that is pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
It is.
Number one, you wouldn't have to run out to the mailbox if you don't see the green flag on top of it. How many times have you wondered if the mailman had come yet or not because you're waiting for something?
Oh,
so you walk out, make that walk to the mailbox.
Oh, God, man, so my mailboxes are way at the front of my neighborhood. I don't even have one by my house anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah,
yeah,
I hate going out there.
Oh, wow.
So very important, right? So we get the check coming into your checking account each month.
Yep.
That's
yep.
That's income plan. And then stock market gyrations should not have any impact on your retirement income or your lifestyle. Now, that's very important. I'm going to say it again. The market going up and down in retirement should not have any impact on your lifestyle in retirement
now,
or your income.
Okay. This has got to be shocking for a lot of folks listening out there because I know a lot of folks just think retirement market. They just go hand in hand. So what are you saying here?
Well, think pink, white shirts.
Ah.
Again, like we talked about the financial laundry.
Sure.
You know, if you're putting your reds in with your whites, you get pink.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get a retirement plan, it means we don't have risk attached to it. So we need it separate. It needs to be be separate than the risk accounts.
Okay.
Okay. Makes sense. Financial plans have risk and safety. Retirement plans only have safety and income.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Which is very good, by the way.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we don't want pink shirts.
Absolutely. Right.
Or we don't want every piece of our clothing to be pink. Put it that way.
Definitely not. There
you go. All right. So then Social Security planning often represents a significant addition to your overall retirement income plan, not the sole source.
Okay.
Very, very, very important. So how do you best integrate Social Security claiming strategies with your portfolio income? Big question a lot of people ask.
That's right.
We help that in every single step of the way
when people come in and call us. Not one to overlook either. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of folks out there may just want to walk down and turn it on. A lot more to think about there that really could be advantageous to you listening out there.
Mm-hmm. So if I could give you one action step for base number one, first base, the retirement income, the most important part of any retirement plan. As we approach 52 and older, we need to have this. The goal is we will never tell you to reduce your income or change your lifestyle because the market's had a bad year.
Good.
Okay.
Think about that in retirement. If you go fast forward or if you're already in retirement, wouldn't it be great not to have to suffer because the market went down?
No excuses.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Absolutely.
Will the market go down? Yeah, it's going to go down.
Sure.
We don't know when. But again, we're not saying take all the money out of the market. We're saying you isolate the money you want to make sure you're never going to lose and you put it in a true retirement
plan.
There
you go.
Okay.
Makes complete sense.
Now, base two is investments. All right. So then we've got our safe accounts established. Now we move to second base.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Properly invested, your retirement savings is the key to enjoying a stress-free retirement.
Ah,
all right.
Okay. So tell me about
that. So when it comes to managing your money, it's good to get a specialist who utilizes low volatility portfolio designs as we approach retirement.
Okay.
In other words, it's something we call the standard deviation. You hear about me talking about this sometimes.
I do, yes.
You know, your calculated risk exposure level based on where you are right now. If the market had a bad year or two or three or 10, where would your money go? Hopefully not that much down.
Right.
And you're not going to get all the gains in the market, or you know, you're not going to be the aggressive hedge fund type investor,
right?
But you're going to get the horsepower of the market when it goes up.
Yeah, there you go.
So
yeah,
you have to know
sense.
The risk safety ratios.
Okay.
All right. And, very, very important.
Okay, and a true competent advisor will walk you through all of this.
Yes, and they should build portfolios for you that focus on consistent returns. Okay.
Okay.
I know my clients understand that successful investing occurs through avoiding big market losses.
Oh,
again,
yeah.
A lot easier to recover when you haven't lost much.
Right.
And you think about back to 2007, 2008, some people lost 50 or 60% of their money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And all of it, many times, was their retirement accounts because they hadn't isolated out. They hadn't approached first base. They ran past first. It's like seeing someone play baseball for the first time. They hit the ball, and instead of running to first, which is right straight ahead.
Yeah, sure.
They cut right over the pitcher's mound and slid into second. And the umpire says, "You're out." So you have to be careful. Proper order, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. It sounds like important. A funniest home video toddler doing that in, you know, playing Little League or something, I can imagine. Yeah.
So the people that understand this happily give up some of the upside in order to avoid the downside.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
When it comes to your retirement, consistency wins the game every time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's first and second base. But I want to make sure, folks, if you're interested in getting your total plan overview, your total retirement plan, if you're one of the next 10 callers, we're going to create a customized one-page financial review. Now, this will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown retirement plan or not. And keep in mind, this is a $999 value. We're going to give away absolutely free and complimentary with no obligation to the next 10 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. So, what this will consist of is taking the mystery out of the retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We'll also run a fee report. Now, this is very, very important because it helps you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor, or even for yourself, is truly costing you, and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. Just what we've been talking about here, first and second base. Make sure you have the right order.
That's right.
And you get the dramatic growth potential because you don't have losses when people are going down a tremendous amount.
Definitely.
We'll also perform a tax analysis, another cause of loss, to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. And the most important part, though, we will even run a customized, that means just for you, income plan, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of truly living in retirement.
That's right.
Wow.
In short, we help you by taking the guesswork out of the financial planning process and retirement planning process for the next 10 callers. That's a comprehensive financial review. It's a $999 value. We're going to give away absolutely free, complimentary. And keep in mind, our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million. But as long as you have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, we can help you put a good plan together.
You know, financial double talk and sales pitches are just rampant out there. Finally, folks, finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review, and for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135. The next five callers will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now. Over five chances to win today. That number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. 800-477-1135. All right, folks, stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.